الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every one of us for a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world for us to carry out that purpose. And what is that purpose? And what is the responsibility for which we have been created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran Majid, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we have not created insan and jinnat except that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin explained that they recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That each and every moment of our life, we have to be conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of our actions. And whatever actions we do, it has to be done in conformance with Shariat, in conformance with what is required from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends and elders, our life in this world is a journey. And like a person who sets out on a journey, be it by road, or be it by air, or be it by water, he will face obstacles, he will face difficulties, he will face some trial and tribulation. But what is required from him is to prepare for it. If a person is going by road, then he will ensure that the route that he is taking does not have any obstacles in it. He will try his utmost best. And similarly, for that matter, whatever type of journey a person is going, then he prepares for it adequately. Like that, our journey in this world and our destination is the Akhirat. And there are obstacles. And you have been warned time and again by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid regarding this obstacle that will come about. And one of these obstacles is Shaitan. He's our open enemy. And he will make every effort to turn us away from what our objective is. And that is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in these obstacles and in this effort of Shaitan, he has certain moments and certain opportunities where his efforts increase. And one such effort of Shaitan that increases is this holiday period that you are facing now. This time, this period at the end of the year, it is that period and time wherein the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. And as Muslims and as believers and as reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, by us having this greatest asset, this iman, in our hearts, which inshallah is going to be a distinguishing factor from a person either being entered into Jannat or being thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam, it is incumbent upon him now to protect his iman. In these challenging times and facing these obstacles, it is important upon him to protect and safeguard his iman from all the tests and the trials and the tribulations that a person will be faced with, especially in these coming times. Friends and elders, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the love and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Qur'an Majid, which I had recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that that person who does good deeds, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha, that male or female, when they bring their life into conformance with deen, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a promise, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, then he will definitely give him a very, very good, a very, very pure life, a very, very enjoyable life. And on the contrary, friends and elders, If a person lives his life far away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from him, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْقًا. If a person lives their life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything will go wrong for him. There are many, many harms and consequences from living a life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may not realize it, why he is going through such difficulty and hardship in his life. But when he introspects, then you will see that these are the causes for it. Amongst the causes of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that in this world a person will face difficulty and hardship as far as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes. And this can be understood by hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person, Allah ta'ala loves the person, then Allah ta'ala tells Jibreel Amin, that, O Jibreel, I love such and such person, you also love him. So Jibreel begins loving that beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Jibreel calls out to the people of the heaven, that, O people of the heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such and such person, so you also love such a person. And now the people of the heaven begin loving such a person. And thereafter that effect is carried down upon the earth. And just by this person bringing a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people in the world now begin loving him. People in the world have kindness in their heart towards him. People in the world interact with him in a compassionate manner. He will find love in every aspect of his life, be it in his home, be it in the workplace, be it amongst his friends. He will automatically find that love is present amongst all that are associated with him. What is the reason behind it? It is because his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, my respected elders and brothers, may Allah protect us and save us all. If a person lives a life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he earns the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to Jibreel Amin, that, O Jibreel, I dislike such person. You also dislike such and such person. And now Jibreel begins disliking such person. And Jibreel thereafter calls out in the heavens that this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dislike him. I dislike him. You also begin disliking him. And now the people in the heaven also begin disliking this person. And thereafter this effect is now carried upon in this world. And because of him disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will find disunity in his home. He will find disunity in his workplace. He will find problems in his affairs with people. He will find problems in every relationship that he has with people. Fuyuz bin Ayyad rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that when I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I used to even find my slave girl treating me differently and behaving abnormally towards me. I should see the effects in my slave girl also. One pious person mentioned that even my animal, horse or whatever the case might have been, my animal used to behave differently when I used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? That effect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is carried out and people of the world now realize it. Friends and elders, that's one harm and one consequence of a person disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another harm is a person will find that barakat is taken away from his life. He might find abundant wealth, but there is no barakat in it. And what is understood by this, that he will not find happiness in whatever wealth he has. He will always find it difficult to make ends meet. Even though he has abundant wealth coming, he will always find shortness, and he will find expenditure that he had not planned for. This is because of a consequence of the disobeying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And friends and elders, like that, other harms of the disobeying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bringing about the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person becomes deprived of doing ibadat. A person it's his habit to bring about the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps it's his habit that daily he performs salah with jamaat, he recites the tilawat of the Quran and Majid, he's constant with his nawafil salah, etc. Now the time of the year has come where he is affected by his environment and he is affected by his surroundings, and because of it he is influenced and he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the consequence of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, one consequence, perhaps he stayed awake at night and involved in some sort of haram. Because of that he is now deprived of performing Fajr Salah wa Jamaat. And it does not end there. He did not perform his daily tirawah with the Quran and Majid. He was deprived of performing Nafil Salah. So this is also a consequence of the disobeying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person sins and disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he finds it difficult to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring about and remain constant in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ni'mat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us witness this such a time when the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rife. Our responsibility is to remain firm upon ibadat, that to counter-attack it. When you're seeing people are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to turn away from it and engage in ibadat, especially in these times when the sin is taking place. Why? In that is our protection of a person's iman, our most valuable commodity. If a person has some sort of wealth in this world, whatever the case may be, he will ensure that it is protected from all forms of attacks, from all forms of theft, from all forms of harm. Our main asset is our iman. And this is our key to success in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. We have to protect it also. One person came to Ibrahim al-Adham, rahmatullah alayhi. And he tells him that I'm finding it very difficult to stay and to bring about a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abstain and stay away from sins. How? What is the prescription? What is the easy way out? How do I remain in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how do I protect myself at all times from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi tells him that first and foremost, what you must do, that if you wish to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do so. But do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you are eating that food that is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person tells Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, then how is that possible? How is that possible? Where else am I going to find food from? إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ And all the food belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever food that is upon the surface of this earth is on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi tells him that are you not ashamed? Are you not ashamed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nourishing you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining you. And with that same food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nourishing you and sustaining you, you are breaking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter he inquires from him, okay, what is the next point? He says the next step, you should be conscious about at all times, that if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you may do so, but go and do it in such a land that does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go do it in another land. Again he tells him that إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ The entire earth, the entire universe, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ North, south, east, west, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where can I go that does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So thereafter Ibrahim bin Adam tells him that are you not ashamed? You are living on that land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire universe belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are still disobeying and breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, okay, what is the next step? He says the next step is this, that if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you may do so, but do it in such a place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not watching you. Again, this person, he was an understanding person. He says that that is not possible. Allah Rabbul Izzat is well aware of what I do. Time and again in the Quran and Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what insan does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees what insan does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the movement of a black ant on the darkest, blackest rock in the middle of the ocean on a dark, black night also. Allah Rabbul Izzat is aware of the movements of that ant also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what is, leave alone what is on my outside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'lamu khayinat al-a'yun yawma tukhfi as-sudur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even knows what is concealed in my heart. Even the thoughts in my heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of. How can I go somewhere where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see me? Again, Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi tells him that you are breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you are aware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Are you not ashamed? Are you not worried about it? He says, what is the next point? He says, the next step is this, that the time is coming. The time is coming And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about this in the Quran and Majid also, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, that each and every soul will have to drink from the cup of death. When is that time coming? We do not know. He says, when that angel of death comes to you to take away your ruh, to take away your soul, and your time has now expired and you have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then tell that angel of death that I am not ready. I'm not ready yet. Give me a little bit of time. I need a little bit of more time to make tawbah and istighfar. I need a little bit of time to change my life. I need a little bit of more time to leave that life of sinning and bring about the change in my life and bring about a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tell the angel of death that. Then you can sin and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this person tells Ibrahim al-Adham rahmatullah alayh that that is not possible. That angel of death is going to come. When my time is up, he is going to take away my ruh. He is going to take away my soul. And I cannot plead with him or beg him to delay it in any way. It will be to the time, to the point that my time to leave this world, he will not give me 1 minute extra or 1 minute less also. Whenever my time is up, in whatever condition it might be, wherever a person it might be, if his time is up, that angel will death will come and take his ruh away. How important it is to live a life and remain in that condition, that whenever that time has comes, then for a person to depart this world in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not in a place of wrong, not to fall into the traps and the temptations that are taking place around us. We do not know if our time has come to leave this world. May Allah protect us and save us. It must not be in such in a time and place wherein a person is involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter he asks him that what is the next point. He says the next point is this, that after you depart from this world and because of living a life of sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the malaika of azab, when the malaika of punishment will now be dragging you towards the fire of Jahannam to await your eternal fate, then tell them, they give you a chance, give you a break to return you back to this world. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ. Allah Ta'ala talks about it in the Quran and Majid also, where that person who is now being dragged to the fire of Jahannam, he will beg, he will plead to the gatekeepers of Jahannam that give me a chance. We want to go back to this world. Speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَعْدُوا يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِي عَلِينَا رَبُّكْ. They will speak to Malik, who is the gatekeeper of Jahannam. They speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ لَقَدْ جِئِنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. Once a person is gone to the fire of Jahannam, may Allah protect us and save us all. They will plead with him. They speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give us some chance, give us some respite. But friends and elders, we know well that when a person's time is up and a person is destined for the fire of Jahannam, then there is no returning from there. Friends and elders, this is our duty and our responsibility in this world, to bring about the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ensure the safety of our iman, that to keep our iman protected at all times. This is the period and the time when there are attacks on the iman. This is the period and the time when there are temptations from all sides calling a person towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is our enemy and is an open enemy. From the time of Adam alayhi salam, Shaitan had made this promise, وَلَوْضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَوْمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ إِمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. That I will misguide and I will mislead the son of Adam. I will mislead insan. I will lead him astray. I will come to him from all directions, from front, from the back, from the right, from the left. He tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this, and this was after he made a request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the request that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَالَ أَنْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. That give me respite, give me life till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the request of Shaitan. So friends and elders, Shaitan has showed us his enmity. And he is open enemy of mankind. And he will do everything to turn insan away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for us to protect ourselves from our nafs and shaitan. And in this time of the year, when all those temptations are taking place and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rife, let us ensure that we remain in the good environment of Islam and Deen. First and foremost, friends and elders, let us ensure that we perform our 5 times salah with Jamaat in the masjid. And this is our protection. And to continue with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala grant us all hidayat. Allah ta'ala make it easy for us to abstain from sins and bring a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.